because we're like holding in other things. So I thought that made sense, and in fact my original plan was not to do Kuf Tzadi Hei now. But then I asked Aviam, who's the boss, and he said, nah, it makes much more sense to do Kuf Tzadi Hei now, because every other siman requires new sugyos. What you're holding in now won't help you. It's even like Maka, you'd think it's similar, because it's just another Tzliya. But to do the sugya of Maka, it's all different gemaras, it's the sugyas of Dam Besuwa and the like. Whatever we do next will require you to learn new things. So it might make more sense to just follow the order, which is sort of how you become Tameya, and then we're going to the dinim 1 year Tameya, Harchakos, and then how you become Tahora. And then we're going to go fill in the random stuff afterwards. And that way we'll be able to go straight, Kuf Tzadi Hei, Kuf Tzadi Vav, Kuf Tzadi Zayin, and not bounce around more than necessary. So, after Kuf Tzadi Aleph, yeah. But some of the chevers almost finished Kuf Tzadi Aleph, that's why I'm bringing it up now. So Vatladaiti. Okay. Simin Sif Kuf Sif Mem Aleph. So we're here in, you know, for the next bunch of Si'ifim, we're talking about the dinim of Tlios. And the basic rule for Tlios, as we already saw last time, is the following. When you have two people that, let's say, wore the same garment or slept in the same bed or the like, and there's no reason to be metame one more than the other, then even though ksamim are only derabbanan, we have no choice but to say they're both asuros. Because my chazis, we can't pick one over the other. We can't arbitrarily say, well, you're going to be tamei and you're tahora. So, and we can't say you're both tahoros, because that would be a tarati desasri. So memela, we have no choice but to say they're both tameos. But when we can choose, we have a reason to be tola in one more than the other. So then we could choose, and we'll say that the blood, the kesem, could be attributed to Lady A, and memela, Lady B, will be tahora. And what these 10 sifim or so discuss are various permutations of this rule, and when we do say this and when we don't say that. So that's what we're going to be talking about today. So the Gemara Nida in the Tesma Bay says, Hishilu l'chaluka l'nachris, o l'nida, harei zu taylaba. So Nida is a simple one. A garment was worn by two women, one who was Tahora and one who was a Nida. And then, after they're both having worn it, we discover a kesem. So here, we can attribute the dam to the Nida. We'll say that this kesem came from the woman who's a Nida, and Mimela, the woman who's Tahora is Mutaris. Likewise, if one of the two women was a Nachris. Now, any Nachris? So the Gemara clarifies, Amarav, the Nachris Haroa. We're talking about a Nachris Haroa. We'll define that term in a moment. Memai, Domi de Nida, Ma Nida de Kachazia, Af Nachris de Kachazia. Just like a Nida has seen dam, that's why she's a Nida, so to a Nachris has seen dam. So what does it mean, Nachris Haroa? So Rashi and Rashba both say it means Higiyaz Mana Liros Viraasa Pamachas. So she's 12 years old, plus she's menstruated once. So then we'll attribute the blood to her. But let's say she hasn't. Let's say she's 10 years old. So then it doesn't really make sense to say the blood's from her. What's the likelihood that it came from her? After all, she's 10 years old. Or even if she's 12 years old, but she's never menstruated yet. So again, it doesn't make sense to be tola on her. But assuming he gives man a liros urasa, we're tola on her. It doesn't matter what stage she is in her cycle. The Rambam is unclear, and there are two interpretations of the Rambam. The Beis Yosef understands that means that she is roa b'idan she'ela, meaning to say, no, it's just like the Nida. If you lend it to this non-Jew, and now she's menstruating and the like, so then you'll attribute the dam to her, for obvious reasons, because it most likely came from her. But if she's in the middle of her cycle, right, she's at day 15 of her 30-day cycle, so there's no reason to assume that she's more likely to see dam just because she isn't Jewish. It doesn't make sense to be tola on her. And it's true that midrabanan, at least halachically, she's a nida, right? They were, Chazal were gozer that a Gaia has a Dinida, but Lamaisa, that doesn't really make the likelihood of this Dam to be from her any more likely. So therefore, you can't be tolling her. It's only Nachris Haroa. The Rambam is understood by the Magad Mishnah, so if that's true, then the Rambam is a big Chumrah over Rashi. The Magad Mishnah understood the Rambam as a Kula. It means Shirasa Pamachas Bechayah. In other words, it's like Rashi Shita, but even more Kal. If she's 11 and a half years old, but she happens to have already gotten a period, so then we could be told on her. And this might be because a Nachris has a din nida throughout her life. Now, the Shulchan Aruch, Paskins like Rashi and Rashba, the middle opinion, and the Shulchan Aruch writes like this: Lav shachaluka habadukla upashatito v'shilasa liyisraelis nida olo vedes kochavim shigiyas mana liros v'rasa pamachas, like Rashi. Afal pi she'ena roa b'yimei hashalas hachaluk v'achar kach nimse bo kesem tola bahen v'tahora v'uadin imbadakto v'shilasa lahen v'achar kach lavashto hi umatza bo kesem shetola ben. Either direction. V'afilu hi b'sfiras shivanikim. So even though she's during her Shiva Nikim, in which case you might have thought that she's more likely to see Dam, and therefore she can't be Tola Benida or Benachris. No, she could still be Tola Benida or Benachris. Why? Because you're more likely to see Dam when it's Yisraelis, when you're Nida, than when you're Shiva Nikim. Shiva Nikim is like a mid-level. We'll have to actually think about how we look at it in just a moment. But she's already done her Hefsek Tara. But we're still doing these bedikos, perhaps doing the bedikos to see if she's actually stopped. We'll have a chance to fully discuss the purpose of bedikos here, Shiva Nikiyam Be'ezus Hashem. So even then, she could be Tola. Now the Rama then adds, Haga, Vayin Lal Simen Kuf Tzadi Vav, De'Bishlosha Yamim Rishonim Shel Shiva Nikiyam Ein Mekilin Beksamim, Litlos Bedavar Acher. During the first 3 days of Shiva Nikiyam, so we have certain stringencies with respect to Tlios. And Rama writes that we're not Tola to be on other things. Ein mekilin v'ksamin litlos b'davar acher. So what would that mean? That would mean, let's say, it's during she wore a chalak, during the day two of her Shiva Nikiyam, and Anida wore a chalak, and then we find a kasem. So we can't say, according to Machaber, we would say that she's not so Saras or Shiva Nikiyam. She continues, we'll attribute the Dam to the woman who's already Anida. It's obviously not going to affect her. If she sees another Kesem, she's in the middle of being Anida anyway. That's what the Machaber would have said. And the Rama says, no, we can't be Tola because we don't have Tlios during the first 3 days. Now, the Shach notes that the Rama himself in Sif Mem Dalid seems to contradict this, because she is able to be Tola in herself when she's Anida, even if it's during the first 3 days. What does that mean? Let's say she wore this garment twice. On Monday she wore this garment, Tuesday she did her Hefsek Tara, and Wednesday she wore it again. So the Rama says she could be Tola in herself. Wednesday, after she takes off the garment, she finds a kasem. So she'll say, okay, this isn't so, sir, my Shiva Nikiyam. I'm going to attribute this kasem to Monday when I wore this while I was in Ida. That's what the Rama seems to say. Because the Rama says you could always be tolling yourself during when she's in Ida. And it sounds like that's true, even during the first 3 days. So according to the simple reading of the Rama, and this is the way the Shach reads the Rama, she could be Tola in herself while she was Anida, but she can't be Tola in another woman who is Anida. So the question is, why in the world would that make any sense? Why would the Rama make this distinction? So I think the answer has to be that it's a type of kan nimsa kan haya. We've already seen other examples of a similar phenomenon in our simon, and maybe that's the pshat here. When this dam, this kesem, was discovered on her, certainly that would be true if it's on her body, but even when it's true, when it's on her chalak, it's on her. So if we can attribute this to something from her, even if it's during the first 3 days, we will. And that would mean that if we could attribute it to dam from her, namely her own dam nida, when she was a nida, when she wore it on Monday, so then we will. Kan nimtza, kan haya. Our preference is not to attribute dam on her, or even on her kesem, to some external source. That's the idea of kan nimtza, kan haya. Kan nimtza, kan haya is a din in chazakos. It's not necessarily a din in mitzias always. So therefore, to be tola in herself during the first 3 days, we're willing to do. So when she's tola in her own, being a nida, that we do. But to be tola in a acheres, to say this is somebody else's dam nida, that we're not willing to do. That would be the svar of the shach. And that's why, sorry, this is svar of the Rama. We'll see, the shach disagrees, but that's the svar of the Rama, as understood by the shach. And likewise, the Rama also holds that we're tola, even though we're more machmir during tlios during the first 3 days, we're also tola during the first 3 days in a makah hayadua shemotzi adam. What's the pshat? The pshat is very simple. Then she's being tola the dam in herself, right? She found the kasem on herself, or even if it's not a kasem, even if it's on an aid bedika during the first 3 days, she's tola in herself. So if she's being tola in a makah, and for ksamim, maybe even a makah she'eno yadua shemotzi adam, right? So when she's tola herself, she could be tola during the first 3 days. But to be tola in something external, so that she can't do. That would be the pshat in the Rama. Now, there are questions. Well, let's just say the other tzadim, and then we'll take the questions. So the shach, though, disagrees. The shach is machmir in both cases, both here and in Sif Mem Dalet. So the shach says that over here, and in Mamdala, during the first 3 days, you can't be tola. And what's the pshat? So we'll talk about this more in Siman Kuf Tzadi Vav, but the Rama holds that during the first 3 days, so there are chumras, but batam it's a chumra. And therefore, when it's efshar to be mako, like pachos mikagris, or certain types of makos, then we are willing to be mako even during the first 3 days. The shach over there thinks that this chumra, the first 3 days, isn't just a chumra, but it's mikar hadin, at least according to some Rishonim, and therefore the shach is machmir. So according to the shach, you can't be tola at all during the first 3 days, neither in yourself nor in somebody else. The Tor Shlomim agrees with the shach in din, but lo mitaime. He holds that you're also not tola, bein ba'atma bein b'chaverta, during the first 3 days, only on a makah shehu lefanenu. In other words, the Rama, we said before, is meiko for makos during the first 3 days. And the pshat is because that is a better tliya. Why is a tliya and a maka better? Because the maka is here. The dam's here, the maka is here, we're willing to be tola. But to be tola on a nida, whether it's you on Monday, in other words, if we're tola on Wednesday from the nida who wore it on Monday, whether you're the nida or your friend is the nida, you're being tola on something that's not lefanenu. And he thinks that we're not tola in something that's not lefanenu. And moreover, the Tarsar Shlomim claims that this is even the view of the Rama, though it's not the way the simple reading of the Rama, it's not the way the Shach read the Rama, but that's the way he understands it. So what does that mean? Again, there are three shitos here. According to the Rama, at least as understood by the Shach, she's tola be'atzma, k'shahaisanida, during the first 3 days, but not be'chaverta. And we thought maybe this far as kanim tzakanhaya. Then, according to Tarsar Shlomim, Bedasa Rama, you're never tola on a nida in the first 3 days. You could only be tola in a maka that's lefanenu, or a tliya that's lefanenu. And according to the shach, we're not tola bein batzma bein menida at all during the first 3 days. Now, a lot of people ask the question on this kan nimtza kan haya. So, what's your question? Go ahead.
I mean, once you say kan nimtza kan haya, granted it's not for the flow between tliya b'acherem and tliya herself, but it should still be that you should be able to be tola on herself earlier. You should be able to say that from now and on, like it's still
chazaka b'hashta. So that gets to the lamdas of kanim tzakan haya. So if you understand kanim tzakan haya is a pure chazaka d'hashta versus chazaka d'meikar, that's the whole idea, that kanim tzakan haya just undermines a chazaka d'meikar because of the chazaka d'hashta, then this wouldn't make any sense. The question is that the only way to understand kanim tzakan haya? Or is kanim tzakan haya something like, this is similar to what the Taras HaShlamim says, but obviously applying it a little differently. It relates to introducing other factors or external factors. So, in this case, since we found the dam on her, we prefer to associate that the source of that dam from the place where it's found. That's part of the idea of kanim tzakanai. We don't have to attribute it to something external. Now, the scope and the lamdus of kanim tzakanai is a big question, which we're not going to solve now. Maybe we'll bring it back a little bit more today. We've seen it already a couple of times in our siman. But that was the only way I could understand the lamdus of the Rama as understood by the Shach. Why would we be machalik between being tola on herself when she's a nida and tola on another woman that's a nida? It's actually, again, it's sort of similar to the lamdus that the Taras HaShlamim says, though the Taras HaShlamim takes it in a different direction. Okay, yes?
This doesn't fit with the Sefer Truma, who says that the whole source for the first 3 days being more chomer is because he said we can't be tola on a maka from her. But
we'll see when we get to Kovtzari Vav.
That's the only reason that I've seen so far in the Beis.
Okay, we'll get there. That's we get to Kovtzari Vav. We could analyze that.
Where is that?
What's that over here? If I had my Shulchan Aruch, I could tell you. Has anybody seen my Shulchan Aruch? I don't remember if it's on Arsif or in Mem Dalad. Okay, if you can't find it, let me know. It's underlined in my Shulchan Aruch. Okay, Sif Mem Beis. So, when we look at this whole sugya of Tlios, so really there are two types of Tlios that we have to consider. One is the Metzias Tlia, and that's the easier one. The idea of the Metzias Tlia is basically Wetola B'mi Sheshchiach Badam. In other words, if, again, two women wore this chaluk, and we would expect one of them is shchiach badamim, and one isn't. So we'll assume that the dam, this kesem, came from the isha sheshchiach badam, and not from the woman. That's not likely. Then there is another idea. This is the more fascinating idea, and the big question in the sugya is the scope of when we say this. But it's a halachic tliya. Halachic tliya meaning to say, probably in Metzias, we don't see it more likely as being more likely to have come from woman A versus woman B, but their halachically different status allows us to be tola. So one version of this is tola and hakilkul b'mekulkul, meaning to say, since woman A is already mekulkales to some degree, so we'll attribute the dam to her because it doesn't actually affect her status, or it doesn't affect her status as much. Even though we don't think that necessarily in Metzias, she's more likely to have seen dam. And you have it in the other direction as well. You could be tola in a place, in a woman that either she's already mekulkales, or it's less likely to be mekalkal or the like. So, but at the same time, even though we have this possibility of halachic tliya, tola and akilkul b'mekulkul, we don't say it when it's totally unlikely. So, for example, we saw in the previous sif that we don't say it for a nachris who's a ketana, who's lo rasa, l'kulei alma, right? It won't affect her, right? If we attribute this dam to the nachris, it doesn't really change her status. Still, we won't do it. So, when it's totally unreasonable, we're not willing to say, apply the halachic kilkel, tolen hakilkel b'mekulkel. But when it's somewhat reasonable, so then we are. And the question is why and when. Why? So presumably the logic is because, remember, this whole idea in any way is because of my chazis. Right? Really, we should say safek d'rabban and l'kula. But we have to be machmir because my chazis. And therefore, if we have some basis to distinguish, we can. Because safek d'rabbanan l'kula, just like we say in other areas of halacha, with the safek d'rabbanan, we say shani omer. Pashtus is shani omer is not that there is more likely that it came into one into the other. A piece of meat that's non-kosher on a derabbanan level falls into one of two pots. One is mutter, one is aser shani omer, fell into the aser pot. Pashtus is, it's not that there's more like a metaphysical connection, though some Rishonim do say this, between the iser and the iser, such that it's more likely to fall into the iser. No, it's because something derabbanan lahakel. Aye, but if there's two pots of hatter, and it fell into one of the two, we have no choice. We have to be machmir on both, even though it's an iser drabanan, because my chazis. But once we have a tzad, so then tolin akilkol b'makolkol. And that's the similar idea here. That's the simple understanding. But we're saying, still, it has to be within reason. It has to be within reason. Now, we already saw before, we're not going to go back to this, but in the shir last Tuesday, that this is somewhat of a debate between the Shach and the Taz. The Taz held that we don't really say Shani Omer for Ksamim because there's a Chezkas Tumah of sorts. Now here it's a little different because here there's two women. Do we say it in both and the like? And that's part of the big dynamic here, and we'll see this reflected in a number of the halachos coming up. To what degree are we willing to apply the what I'm calling the halachic tliya, whether it's tolen hakilkol b'mekolkol or the like, the halachic tliya when there's no mitzios reason for this tliya. So, in Sif Mem Beis, we say that an isha tahora could be tola in a woman who's so fair shiva nekiyim, and in Mem Aleph we saw that an isha who's so fair shiva nekiyim could be tola in a nida. Now again, these two cases, you could have actually explained it, both in terms of the halachic tzliya and the metzias tzliya. You could explain it in the metzias tzliya, that a nida is more likely to see dam than a woman who's so fair shiva nekiyim, since she already did a hafsik tahara. So therefore, the yosheva shiva nekiyim can be tola in a nida. And likewise, women during shiva nekiyim have not yet been fully machzik themselves as not seeing dam. So a tahora could be tola in a yosheves al shiva nekiyim. Or you could have also argued that this is a halachic tliya, right? It's tola na kilkul b'mekulkul. Certainly being tola in a nida, she's already mekulkales. And even in the yosheves al shiva nekiyim, the kilkul for her is less. Now it's like a little mean, you know. It's like, okay, you know, she's off the day, sex, and now she has to start again. But still, you're more makulkul than me. But it's not really mean, because the alternative is that we're both tmeos, right? In other words, it's not like, you know, unless she's like, you know, has midas tom, she's going to want to participate in this tliya, at least, like, she'll save her friend by becoming tmeo. She'll take the hit. But that, so this halacha could be understood both ways. So let's see what we see. So the Shulchan Aruch is like this: Hashilaso liktana shalei rasa meolam velavashto ktana zu meachar shenivala kodem shetichya hamaka. Oh, Hashilaso lenayra shalei rasa velavashto toch arba lelos libilasa. So then we're tola b'han. So what does that mean? So we're going to get to this a little bit later. But Medina de Masnisen, the halacha is that dam besulim does not make a woman tamea. Why? It's basically a form of dam maka. It's not dam nida, it's dam maka. And then the question is, well, if she sees dam after having bias mitzvah, after that first time she had bia, and she sees it afterwards, can she attribute it to the dam besulim? Or not? Are we concerned that this dam is dam nida? So there are four different stages, and we basically say that depending on how likely she is to experience dam nida, so then we will be willing to be tola longer. So let's say ektana shelo rasel meolam. So for her, we'll be tola dam besulam ad shetechi hamaka. Right? Let's say it's even 6 days later. She had bias mitzvah on Sunday, and Shabbos she sees dam, and if her besulim have not yet healed, so then we'll say, yeah, the dam she saw on Shabbos is probably still dam besulim. Because what's the likelihood that this is the first time she happened to see dam nida in her whole life? And if she's a little older, she's a naira, shalei rasa, so then we give her 4 days, and so on and so forth. That's the din. So over here, what do we say? We say that two women wore this kasem, this garment, a regular Tahora woman, and a woman who is, let's say, a Naira Shlo Rasa and had Bias Mitzvah 3 days ago. So we'll be Tolet in her. Now, this isn't Tolin HaKilkel B'Mekulkel, but it could also be Halachic Taliyah in the sense that attributing the dam to her won't affect her status. Why? Because if we say the Kesan came from her, what's the status? She's Muteris, right? So we'll be Tola the dam in her, and this is the best possible option, and both women will be Toros. That's the Halacha. Gevaldik. Now, the Shach says, wait one second. This is based off of the Rashba, quoted in Beis Yosef, but the Shach says, wait one second. Why is that? Nowadays, we don't follow those halachos anymore. Nowadays, we say, nosne, we're bobi las mitzvah poresh. Even if you don't see dam. But certainly when you do see dam, no matter what age she is and status she is in, we are machmir. Why we're machmir, we'll get to when we do this sugya. But we're machmir. Lamaisa, we say she's a surah. So now, maybe this halacha shouldn't apply anymore. That's his question. Oh. In other words, what he's saying is there's no halachic kli anymore. His answer is no, it's true there's no halachic kli anymore, but there's a metzias kli anymore. Why? Damim ar metzuyim bahem, right? Meaning to say, lamaisa, it's still true that women in the days following her Bias Mitzvah is more likely to see dam. Now, so this is a very interesting point here, because I didn't understand the Shach's question. What do I mean to say? Lamaisa, what's the din nowadays? We turn her into Anida, right? She's Baal Bias Mitzvah. She is a Dinida. So why can't we be tolling her alts Nida, right? You could be tolling a Nida. What was the Shach even bothered by this question?
Not tolling Kesem and Kesem, no. It's a Safi, it's not a bad idea that we treat.
So this is very interesting. So this might be telling us a very interesting episode when it comes to the nature of Dam Nida, of Dam Besulim, right? For example, if we are pshat, we're metame her alts nida, because let's say we're choshesh is dam nida me'urev bo, so then there's no reason why we shouldn't be tola in it. If it's a din of dam besulim, then maybe we can't be tola in her. So we're not going to analyze this now. We'll hopefully make a little note in your shulchan aruch. I would do it in mine, but when we get to the sugya of dam besulim, maybe look back at the shach, sifkat and dal. Let's see, is he taking an interesting stance on the nature of dam besulim? Then he asked, then now the Shulchan Aruch also said, you're toile on yosheves al dam Torah. Now what does that mean? Again, we have a similar idea. According to the Torah law, someone who's yosheves al dam Torah, so after 7 days from having a boy and 14 days from having a girl, then even if she's mamish bleeding, that dam is dam Torah and doesn't make her asura, she could be with her husband. But we are machmir, and we're not Baal Adam Torah. So the Shach says again, well, how is it that we're Tola in someone who is Yosheves al Dam Tohar now, someone who sees Dam during Yemei Tahara, right? What will the halacha be? We'll treat that as Dam Nida. So it doesn't make sense to be Tola in her anymore, right? Let's imagine the following scenario. Let's imagine she's during, a woman has a baby girl. She goes to the mikveh 6 weeks after the baby's born, and there's another woman. And now, the two of them wear the same garment, and we see a kasem. So now, in the olden days, it makes sense that we'll be tola in the Yosheves al Dam Torah. Why won't affect her status? And we'll say they're both mutaros. But nowadays, what would we say? We would say that if we're tola on the woman who's Yosheves al Dam Torah, what would we say? She's a surah, right? Does that make sense? That's the Shach's question. And his answer is no. Still we're Tola. Ba. Why? Lefi Shemina, then she's Tahira. And if we're going to be Tola Ba, there's no Kilkel. we were machmir shelo livo al dam tahar. That's la'atzma nechmiru. Aval inyan shelo tatil es chaverta. Lo nechmiru. Fascinating idea. Now, why didn't he just say that ki agavna lo tiknu for the previous question by the psula? Right? Why didn't he give that answer? The answer probably is because that din, the chumras of psula, are medina de gemara. Pashtus, this is a discussion we've shown him, but the pashtus, we assume that the chumra of dam tohar is a minug. So therefore, it's a minug, it's not a takana, so it makes sense to say, ki agavna lo nagu. All right, now I'm going to tell you an amazing story. This story, so geschmack. So, the mikvah in Beitar they put a white towel at the top of the steps when the women are coming up from the mikvah, so you don't slip. Anyway, one day, after all the women went to the mikvah that night, they look at the towel, and there's a big red stain. Oh my gosh. So they call the Rav, and the Rav said, send out the Ramkol, saying, anyone who went to the mikvah tonight should call this number. Okay? And when they called, they were told that you should presume you're Asura unless you hear otherwise. Why? Because like we said, here, it happens to be 500 women wore one chaluk, right, basically, came from one of these 500 women. So if one of the women were to call and said, you know, I had a maka, right, on my toe, chves, you know, I have a bruised toe or some maka or the like, so then it would be amazing, right? That's why they didn't just say she's a suros, they say call the number. They're hoping somebody would call and say, I have a maka. Then we'll be toila and the bailas hamaka, or some other tliya, right? Chves, when she was shaving for the mikvah, she got some type of abrasion, who knows what, that would be amazing. But if not, then we're stuck. We're stuck. We'd have to say they're all asuros, like we said. My chazis can't be that they're all mutaros. It's an interesting question. What if one woman says, I walked over the towel, and I know that it was clean when I walked over it? According to the Shach, for sure she would be believed. According to the Taz, do you say Milsa de la Ramya? Maybe here it does have halachic implications. We'll talk about that in just a couple minutes. But that's the chora what would be. So they're all tomatoes unless we have some type of tliya. Good? So, the next morning, somebody calls up the Rav, and he says, my wife is mutaris. Why? She's a menika. She's mesulekes damim. Right? Remember, the halacha is that if one woman is less likely to see, so then she's mutaris. So if she's menida, we'll see later, she's mesulekes damim. Like, for example, she doesn't have tamam eis leis and the like. She still has ksamim, but she's mesulekes damim. So therefore, he said, it's less likely it's from her. Why was she going to the mikvah? Because it was her first time after childbirth. So the Rav asks her, was it a boy or a girl? She says, a girl. He asks her, when did she give birth? She said, 8 weeks ago. The Rav said, your wife's a surah, everybody else is mutaros. Send her on the Ramkol. Tell everybody they're mutaros. Now that's a Rav who's on his ball, right? What's the pshat? This halacha, right? Because you could be tola in a woman who's Yosheves al dam tohar. She was Yosheves al dam tohar, right? So everybody's saved because of her. She's taka stuck. But she saved everybody else. Unbelievable. Okay, maybe she isn't stuck. But
the Shach is saying she's stuck. Shach doesn't say she's a
Surah. So the Pashtus is, this is also an interesting question. Maybe you could say, but the Pashtus is that she can't be Mutaris, because the other option is everybody's a Surah or just her's a Surah. We can't say she's Mutaris by who's she being tolen. She can't be Mutaris unless she's tolen somebody else. There's nobody else to be tolen.
I thought he was saying that Meigra Din, she's Tahora. So we're told as someone who's...
Yeah, so they accepted upon themselves this chumra, le'inyan, to treat her as a nida if she sees dam.
That's
But since we're tolling her, we're saying it came from her. So once we say it came from her, then we can no longer say she's mutares, because that's the halacha. The halacha is when someone who's yosheves el dam tohar sees dam nowadays, mitzad minog, she's machmira. Okay. Great.
I guess there's a kusay dasha. I'm not going to talk about it. Can you say, what you're alluding to, can you say that kegavna lo v'chmiru l'hasafek?
Yeah, it's interesting. So the Rav didn't want to say that here. I don't remember where I saw this. It must be like a Zilberman Shiloh or something. I don't remember. But it was in the newspapers, I think. Only in Eretz Yisrael, right? Depends for stuff in newspaper, exactly.
Why does it go? I don't understand why we choose them over her.
Well, that's what the Shulchan Aruch says. He was just passing the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says that we're Tola and Yosheves al Dam Torah, right? So she's a Yosheves al Dam Torah, right? Good. So, therefore, we can be Tolaba. Now, so that's for sure. Everybody else is Mutter, we're going to be Tola Dam and her. The question that Donnie was saying is maybe we could also say she's Muteris. Why? Because Ke'agavna lo Echmiru. Or no. What he's assuming is that doesn't make any sense. The way we're tolling her is to say it came from her. And if it came from her, she's still a surah. But something to think about. Something to think about. Okay. Okay.
So, meaning, Lamaisa, we're tolling on her because of the dog.
Because, right, because Mikra Din, Medina de Gemara, we would be tolling on her. And it's true, they accepted upon themselves this chumrah. But they didn't accept upon themselves the chumrah in this place to ruin their friends. The chumrah was only on themselves. The chumrah wasn't to be hurt other people. Here, if you applied the chumrah across the board, it would do what? It would hurt everybody else, right? So we're not going to apply the chumrah to hurt other people. We'll apply the chumrah to hurt yourself only. So in this case, we're going to apply the chumrah, in which case it will hurt herself, because she's going to be a surah, but it won't hurt everybody else. So everybody else is mutaris. Okay. Rav has to be on his toes. So next Shaila is like this. Are we Tola nowadays in a single woman, right? Single woman, she's 18 years old, so she's obviously, she regularly has a period, but obviously she doesn't go to the mikveh nowadays. I mean, it seems obvious. But a woman who doesn't go to the mikveh. So over here it's interesting. Maybe you have a Tliya Hilchati, right? Tolan HaKilkol B'Mokokol. Lamaisa, if we attribute the Dam to her, it won't affect her status at all. Right? You know what? Let's take a case. Let's take a different case. We'll get to that case in a minute. First, a more basic case. Are we Tolan, let's say, a married woman who happens not to have gone to the mikvah? Say it better. Right? A woman goes ahead, and she finished her shiva nekiyim on Monday, but her husband was out of town till Friday, so she didn't bother going to the mikvah. On Tuesday, she's wearing an underwear, and her friend also does. So her friend wants to be tola on her. Right? Why? Because the ma'isa, she's tamea, right? You remain tamea until you go to the mikvah. But at the same time, she's finished her shiva nekiyim. She's ready to go to the mikvah. Well, being ready to go to the mikvah in and of itself doesn't mean you can't be tola on her, because we know that we're tola in a shomeres yom keneged yom, even though she's ready to go to the mikvah. But here, she's ready to go to the mikvah and she's fully finished her shiva nekiyim. So now, you could argue that there's a halachic tliya, tola nakilkol b'makokol, right? Lamaisa, she's already a surah, she's mikul kelas to some degree. Or we could say, no, here there's definitely no metzias tliya whatsoever, right? Why? Right, she's definitely not more likely to see dam. Going to the mikvah doesn't affect your likeliness to see dam, right? You know, let's imagine both women are day 10 from a hefsek tara. They both did a hefsek tara 10 days ago. So in mitzius, there's absolutely no tliya here. But halachically, you might have a tolin hakilkol b'makokol. So the truth is that if you look at the Rishonim, they might address this at least Beremez, there's two taisvis on Samach Amid Aleph, Dibur Maschal Toila and Dibur Hamaschal Banu L'Machlokas, which might shed light on this question, but we'll skip those questions and we'll skip to the poskim. So the Mishnah L'Malach asked this question. It's quoted also in the Pesachei Tshuva, And the Mishnah Lach says she's asur, that you can't be tola, you can't be tola on her, they would both be asuros. Why? Because to go ahead and be tola on her would mean to create a tumma mechudashas. Right? V'im anu tolim ba, anu mevi'in la tumma mechudashas, umay chazis de nitma lezu mechadash, v'lo lezu mishum hachishtan mekulkals. So you have no tliya here. Look at Rabbi Kiva Eger on this. He quotes that the Levush disagrees with the Mishnah Lamalach. He holds you could be tola in the Tamei Shalai Tafla. So L'chayra, what you see from the Levush, is that we're willing to make a halachic tliya, even though there's zero mitzias tliya, it would seem. Now, but what about what the Mishnah Lamalach tainad, that this is where we're causing her to have a tumma mechudashas, right? So it could be, there's a discussion in the Rishonim, we'll have to talk about this later on, but what the status is of Achar Shevinakiyam during Kodim Tvilas HaMikvah, she sees Dan. Do we see that as a stira, or do we see that as new Dan? Do we say it's Biyomei V'Tvila Tala Rachmana, or do you say, no, it's a Ri'ya Chadasha? And it could be that the Pshat is that the Levush assumes that it's Biyomei V'Tvila Talia Milsa, and therefore it's not a true Ri'ya Chadasha. So could be that they're arguing here both on a Metzias point and also on a very important halachic point, or maybe one or the other, it's hard to know, about how you look at the status of Dam Achar Shivas Nikiyim Kodem Tefillah B'Mikvah. But again, we're not ready to get there yet. But now, just before your question, so then, what about the Shaila that I started with? What about Bizman Azeh? Two women see wear underwear, and they're both day 15 of their cycle, right? Neither has seen any Dam for the last 10 days. And one of them is single, and one of them is married. So obviously the single one is Mukulkeles, right? She's Tamea. So maybe you would say, this is the same Machlaikas, right? According to the Mishnah Malach, you can't be Tola in her. And according to the Levush, you could. Obviously according to the Levush, you could. But Ricky Vager makes the Taina that no, he thinks that even the Mishnah Malach would agree over here. Why? He says that of a below sphere of Klal, Af ikame shmaya galya delay rasa kol shiva, mikom makom lo mahani below shiv sphira. So now, this is an interesting point. Also, again, one which we can more fully appreciate maybe when we get to the nature of Shiva Nakim and the like. But what is the point of Shiva Nakim? Is it lahachzik labet tahara? And therefore, maybe we think she's still becheskas roa, because she never did a hafzik tahara. Or is it something else or the like? So you have really three possible positions here. You could say that maybe Machmir in both cases, you could be Mekel in both cases, like the Levush, or Rabbi Kiva Eger splits it. And he says, for the married woman who was so fair Shiva Nakim, you can't be Tola Ba. But in the single woman, since she didn't have a Hafsik Tara, she didn't have Bedika Shiva Nakim, then you can't. What if you had a Hafsik Tara that you know you never see more than that many days and the like? Interesting questions. So again, this is more of a something to think about here, and we'll be able to better appreciate this question when we see a little more. But it's fascinating. Yeah?
I guess it's Pasha, but presumably it's the same thing would be true for a married woman who loves her husband in Kiev, for whatever reason.
Yeah, same thing. Single is lav dafka. The assumption is married women are self-roshiv in Kiev. But you're right. If she didn't, enach
and anani. You told her on her because she didn't count?
Yeah, since she didn't do Havzik Tara and do Shiv in Kiev, you could be told on her.
You can or you can't?
You can, according to Vicky Vega. You can. Right. It's not like, but if she was so far as Shiv in Kiev, so then, the Mishnah L'malach's Machmir. What Rikiv Eger says is, even though the Mishnah L'malach is Machmir for the case where she was so fashion of Nakim, it would be Mekel in the case where she wasn't. Okay, Sif Mem Gimel. So the Gemara asks, by me name of Yochman, Yehuda, Rali Voy, Ma'u Litlais Kazim Kassem. Amelo, ain't tolin. My Taima, Lafi, she ain't tolin. It's like my grandmother. You know, when I asked her, could I do this? She'd say, no. Why not? Azay. So what exactly does this mean? So presumably it means that we don't know that the first woman, the Bialis Kesem, actually the Dam came from her. So here again we have another example where we're not willing to do a seemingly, that's going to be part of the question, but seemingly, we're not willing to do a halachic tliya if there's no mitzias tliya. So what's the pshat? So the way the Rosh says it is perush. Mishum lochazim igufa v'dilma me'al ma'asai. Along similar lines, Rashi, d'me'al ma'asai la tuma kasem kama v'loi b'chezkas rayahi. So what does it sound like it's saying? It sounds like this. A woman sees a kasem. So she has no tliya. We have no choice but to make her asura. But do we really think that the dam came from her? No. It's a suffix. It's a suffix. We don't know. We have no idea. We have no tliya, so we're machmir. Kach tiknu. Right? This works very nicely with the pshat of the Taz. Right? What was the Taz? The Taz said that every kasem is really a suffix. We have to be machmir. Kach tiknu ala suffix. So over here, the bailas kasem, do we really think that the blood came from her? No. We're mesupik. We asked her. Kach tiknu. So memela, you can't be toil in a bailas kasem. Again, everybody know the case? Okay, good. That's now, it's still interesting, because before we saw that we follow halachic tlios, right? Even if there's no mitzias tlia, possibly. So why don't we say over here, since halachically she's a surah, toil in a kilkul b'mekul kalas, right? It's not going to affect her status. It doesn't affect her one iota if we're toil in her, because she's already a surah. So l'chor the pshat is, again, like we said in Itaz, which is that it's not just that a kesem is a safek shechmiru bal chachamim, but the pshat is that they gave her the status of safek. In other words, they said to her, like the Taz was medayik in the lashon of the Rambam, they said to her, she's tameya, even though we don't know the blood came from you. You see, if they said the pshat in ksamim was they were misakein to presume the blood came from you, so then you could ask that shayla. But since they weren't misakin to presume their blood came from her, they're misakin to treat her asura despite its being a suffik, but they weren't mafkia the shame suffik, so then there's no tliya. Now, the question is, what would the chavosdah say? If you remember going back to the beginning, it's great, on the last day, we go back to the first day, right? What about the chavosdahs? The Chavosdas, remember, said that the truth is the pshat in ksamim is that we think it probably did come from her if she has no tliya, right? My time of b'shuk shal tavach lo avra, so mistama, it came from her. Where else did it come from, right? She has no maka, she didn't go to the shuk shal tavachim, so mistama came from her. So according to that, why would it be that we're not tola kasem kasem? So it's interesting. If you look at the Rashba's formulation, I thought the Rashba had a slightly different formulation than the Rashi and the Rashi, which could save you for the Chavosdas. It makes the Gemara a bit of more of a chiddush. But he writes, "Ein arishona toileba lefi shavayla sakasem zeh ein yodas bibirur shemi menahaya lefikach ein chaverta toileba." Now that formulation works even for the Chavosdas. Chavosdas thinks, "Yeah, it mistama came from you, right? The kasem probably came from the makor of the woman who finds the kasem, that's true, but it's certainly not vadai, right? So the chiddush of this gemara of ein tol kasem kasem is not just that, like it's possible to learn in the lashon of the Rosh and the lashon of Rashi that it's a suffix, but the chiddush is even though it mistama did come from the bailas kasem, but still we don't know bibirur. Right, shabailas kasem ze eno yodas bibirur shemimen haya. And the chiddush is that we don't do a tliya unless we know bibirur that you're a bailas dam. That would be the chiddush according to the Chavosdas. It's interesting. The Taz over here at Sifkan Lamedal quotes lashon of the Rashba. He could have gotten away with quoting lashon of Rashi and Rashi according to us. It's not a kasha, but that's interesting. Okay, now what about the following shaila? Would we be taila in a bailas kasem where we know for sure that the dam came from her? Remember, we saw, again, at the beginning of our simon, that we are makil to give dinei ksamim even when the dam came from her. So let's imagine the following situation. Let's say, badka karka ilam, v'yashva lah. So she's tahira, right? And let's say, or another, we said before, some Rishonim say Eima lo badka yafa when she checked the karka olam, right? But we have a video camera. So we could go do instant playback, right? The video is sitting on this chair. This chair happens to be a chair that's Eino Mekabel Tuma. It's a bench, a chves, a stone bench, a white stone bench, right? And we have the video on the chair, and we see it's clean before she sits down. She sits down, she gets up, there's a big puddle of dam. She says, I had no hargasha. So, okay, good. She's mutaris. But we know it came from her. So now, maybe we should be able to be toila in her, right? Because what's the whole reason why we're not toila here in the Bailas Kasim? Because maybe the dam didn't come from her. We know the dam came from her. We have instant replay, right? We know for sure. Now, we're going to be matir her. We're going to be matir, like we said. We're going to apply the klios of ksamim. If there's no hargasha, she says no hargasha, even though we know the dam came from her. But we could still be toila in her. Oh, which would be great. This is the best klia, right? Because they'll both be mutaris. The other lady will be tahora, because she'll be tola in the lady who sat on the stone, and the lady who sat on the stone will be tameya, because this is a new one. We'd have no choice. We'd have to be mitame her. But lamaisa, since the whole reason why we're not toiling her is because lo ras adam. That's what the mefarshim said over here. Oh, so I saw the Sheir Alevi asked this question, and first Taki thinks you can be makel here, right? Similar to the being toiling the dam toya, right? Just like we're toiling the Bailas Dam Tohar, even though nowadays we're Machmir, or for that matter, a Dam Besulim. Why? Because Shchiach Le Dam, right? Remember, what did the Shach say? Why are we toiling the woman who has Dam Besulim? Because Shchiach Le Dam. So if she saw Kasem, so we know Dam and Mitzuyin Lo, we know she's a woman who's staining, so we should be able to be toiling her, and it should be Motor. That's what he said originally. Then the Shevet HaLevi backs off. It's in your Makor sheets, by the way. It's in the tshuva. He backs off and he says, no, it sounds like from the Shulchan Aruch, we're not Taila in Bailas Kasem at all. Only in an Eda Baduk, not in a Bailas Kasem, even if it's a Kasem that she would be Tahira for. It sounds like no matter what. So he says, why? What's the pshat? Because you still don't know that it was Migufa. He didn't give my fancy example. He just said, he gave the example of Karka Olam, right? He says, you never know. You never know for sure. You never know for sure. In other words, you think, L'maisa badka Karka Olam v'yashva aleha, but still, maybe Emulo badka Yafa, maybe it was something else. You never know. So since we don't know that Taka, she's Dami Mitsuyin La, so Memela, we can't be Taila, but we'd have to be Machmi. That's his conclusion. No. Now what? Also, you don't know. Right? Many poskim, not around here, are still Mekel on Tivonim, like we said before, because we don't know. Right? Like Revel Yashiv. Remember, Revel Yashiv was Machmir by pads. Right? Why? No chance. We know where it's from. Right now, we said, give me a break. You're going to be Machmir by pads and Mako by underwear. Right? What? She stepped on a slug and it went up her legs. Even if she's wearing stockings. Right? No. We know that's ridiculous. Chas v'shalom, that's ridiculous. But that's what it seemed to us very hard chiluk to make. But there are poskim that say that. Now, so going back, so anyway, that's what he says. So what if it was vadei, vadei, vadei? Their mamish wasn't. So how could he have vadei, vadei, vadei? So the pad, or even better, I'll say better than a pad. Oh, a pad, maybe she has a maka somewhere that we just didn't discover, or who knows what, right? Remember, Rabbi Willig was Mekel, the doctor sees blood in her vaginal canal, right? Rabbi Willig was still willing to give it the kulas of ksamim. Right, he sees the dam leaving her makor, while she's being checked with a speculum. So now we have zero sfeikos, right? So I think Ray Willig would still be mako. Shalom b'hargasha. So dine ksamim apply. So assuming that it's within the leniencies of ksamim, let's say it's less than a gris or whatever it is, to be mako, right? So maybe. If you accept the Shevet HaLevi's argument, then here, Taka, you could be Tailaba. It's an interesting question. Okay, yes?
Just to confirm, we're not saying that by Dam Tohar we know for sure she's seeing dam. We just know that she is in the status of seeing, whereas a kesem, we don't know she's in the status. It's not a birur.
Right, well, so the Shach gave a different answer for dam toar and dam besulam. Let's take the case of dam besulam. It's a little more daima, right? So the case of dam besulam, we're saying that even though in halachically she's not in a different category from the other woman, but since dam and mitsuyim la, she is more likely to see dam, so that's a good enough tliya. So maybe we'll say the same thing. A bialis kesem, you see one kesem, you're likely to see a second kesem, right? That's what it's true. If it happens to be that's the metzias, right?
A random kesem?
You see one, it's a chance to see two, right? She's lamaisa damim ar mitzuyim ba. So if damim ar mitzuyim ba, the Shach already told us that we could be mako in a case of damim mitzuyim ba. That's the basis of the kula for being titled dam besulim nowadays, right? Because damim mitzuyim ba. So maybe we should say the same thing here. Damim mitzuyim ba, so we could be titling her. That's the Havamina. And his answer is, well, maybe in theory, but any time she's going to be Tahira, Alts Kesem, there's always the possibility that it didn't come from her. And again, especially if you accept the Lashon or the Rashba, what did the Rashba say? Ein Toilin Kesem B'Kesem, why? What was the Rashba's Lashon, like we said? Eina Yoda'as Bibirur Shemimena Haya. So since, the way the Shevet HaLevi says it, since it's never going to be Bibirur, right?
We know Bibirur
that Dam and Mitzuyin La. Now let's not do Dam Torah, because that might be different. By Dam Besulim, yes, we know. We know Bibirur that Dam is Mitzuya with such a woman, right? So then we could be Tailaba. But here we don't know Bibirur, Shadam and Mitzuyin Ba. That's, I think, the logic of the Shevet HaLevi.
You can't just say that my chazis is still is not answered by a suffix or a buck, meaning
you could have taken that approach. That's what we talked about. That was al-daka b'china. When are we willing to do that, right? Or when are we willing to apply a halachic taliyah without any corresponding mitzios corroboration, right? Now we saw that we're not always willing to do that. Now, sometimes we are. That's what I said at the beginning. That's a tricky part of the sugya. For example, we're toila on a shomer siyom keneged yom. You know she's right. But the implication is from that shach is that you need some type of at least possible corroborating. Or forget from that shach, from the din of Ein Tolin Kesem B'Kesem, we see that we don't just apply Ein Tolin Kilkul B'Mekukul, right? Because if you did, you would be Tolin Kesem B'Kesem.
It's not a Kilkul, it's a Suffolk, that's what you're saying.
No, she's Mikul Kalis. The woman, the Bailas Kesem, is totally Mikul Kalis. Attributing this Dam to her will not change her halachic status whatsoever, right? And still, we don't say Ein Tolin Kilkul B'Mekukul. Why? Because the first kesem that she saw maybe actually wasn't from her. It's true, we are machmir to be metame her, but ken zayin, it didn't come from her, right? Like the Rashba said, eina yodas bibirur shemimena yatzeh dam, right? In other words, we won't say tolim kilkul mekukul if there's no, you know, at least some metzias element to it. So that's the halacha. Now, the question is, how far do we take it? So, initially, the Shevet HaLevi said, but if we know it came from her, so then there is a metzias element to it, and we will be able to be tola ba. And not only that, but we'll even be willing to be tola ba even though it ruins her, right? Right? So, badka karka olam, matzadam, the habamin of the Shevet HaLevi was that will be toil in her. She'll become Asura. Why? Because since we know she's a bailas damim, just like by the dam besulim, she's a bailas damim, damim mitzuyim la, we could be toil in her. That was his havamina. His answer was, no, we're not going to go that far. Why? Not because fundamentally that's wrong, because there's still a possibility that the dam that she found, right, on the karka olam, wasn't from her. It's far-fetched. Yeah, it's far-fetched, but it's possible, right? And again, L'chora, what he's saying is, if we look at the Lashon of the Rashba says, we're not tayel in a Bailas Kesem, because Eino Yodas Bebera, even by Karka Olam, it's Eino Yodas Bebera. So hence I said, okay, so what would be in the case of Yodas Bebera? Maybe then we should be able to be tayel in her, even if halachically she's Mutaris. That's what I'm suggesting. Now, it could be the Shevet HaLevi would deny that possibility, but we could come up a case with that possibility. Okay, good. We'll skip Sif Mem Bav. Take a look at the Machzah Shekel on Shach Sif Chan Samach Beis. It's an interesting discussion. Okay. Sif Mem Ches. So we're just going to have an Derech Agav interesting discussion here. Shulchan Aruch talks about women sleeping in a bed and being told about him, and you see fundamentally we're going to apply the kulas of ksamim to women who see dam even while they're asleep. So if you take a look at the Tarsa Shlamim over here in on our Sif, Sif Katan Nun, he also says in Sif Katan Chaf, who quotes a Levush, who's Machmir and Kismei Laila. Why? Dilma Agashav Alavadaita. In other words, what the whole reason why we make a long summon? We have all these kulos of summon because it's not a surah midiraisa. Why shaloir yisha? But maybe if you see a kesem when you're asleep, so you can't be makel. Why? Because maybe she had argasha. Why didn't she notice it? She was asleep. That's what the levush said. So the Tarsus says, are you crazy? It's against the Gemara. The Gemara says explicitly she's going to wake up from the summon. So he rejects that. Good. Yeah, so maybe that's what the Levush thought, but L'chora, it's true. L'chora, it's a mitzias that we accept. There's no reason to assume that's dafka the opinion of Beis Shammai that she'll be me'oraris. So that's the psak, and we accept that. The Maharam in Lublin makes a similar taina as well. Now, the Shevet HaLevi says, so even though we're going to accept the Tarsa Shlamim, not the Levush, but there's an afkamina. Let's say a woman takes sleeping medication. So now, when you take a sleeping pill, but I'm not talking about like melatonin that's like supposed to, you know, get you back to normal rhythms. But you take a real sleeping medication. So it's very hard to wake up a person who's on a sleeping pill, right? If mamish puts you out. You can, you know, you shake them enough that they'll wake up in this groggy state. But it's very hard. So he says, maybe we should be machmir. We should be machmir that kismei laila are a suros for every woman who's on sleeping pills. Why? Because you have to be choshesh. She had hargasha when she was asleep. So I don't know. I forgot to ask Ari Willig this question. But Ken Zayin, you could say that according to Ari Willig, there's still makom mahakal because it's still shalom kederech riyasa, right? So, we're not choshish that she ever had hargasha. She never has hargashos. In the last 25 years, she never once had hargasha. Say, well, tonight, when she happened to take a sleeping pill, she had punkta hargasha. No, you don't have to be choshish. You don't have to be choshish. And since it's shalom kederech riyasa, so then we could be makel. So, chora, according to Rabbi Willig, that chumrah of the Shevet HaLevi wouldn't apply. Okay, sif nun aleph. So, all right. Sif Nun Aleph is very big. So, we're officially finished. Sif Simon Kuftzadi. If anyone wants to hear a couple more haros, which I don't think will take us more than a half hour, tomorrow, we'll say at 1:15, a couple more haros on Simon Kuftzadi they can. But officially, we're finished Simon Kuf Tzadi. These are just additional Haros at 1:15 tomorrow. Again, I think we'll probably be finished by 1:45. I hope. And you should start Kuf Tzadi Aleph if you have not already done so. Just a Ha'ara on. We're going to be talking about Sif Nun Aleph and Sif Nun Beis. And one of the questions that I want to you should think about is. To what extent the kulas from one apply to the other? In other words, do the leniencies of Sif Nun Aleph, that Bedika work, apply to Chalukah as well? Let's say Sif Mem Tes, right? That's a very fundamental question here, right? Sif Nun Aleph, you all saw it, says that three women in a bed, and you find a kasam, and let's say one woman does a bedika very quickly, and she finds herself tamea, so the other two are okay, or she does a bedika and she's tahora, then the other two are okay. Does that apply in the case of where three women wear a chaluk, right? When we talked about that din, in Sif Mem Tes, it didn't mention these rules, but maybe it's going on that as well, right? So do the rules of Sif Nun Aleph apply to Sif Mem Tes as well? That's a very fundamental question, and you have to think about that. It's really dealt with in the Beis Yosef. You just have to be aware that he's addressing that question. So that we'll talk about Nosel Rami as well, and we'll also talk briefly about the Tshuva the Rama and the Taz at the very end, and we'll also briefly talk about a very relevant topic, which is does it ever happen that that a Veses will be determined based off of Ksamim, especially in the case of a woman who always tends to stain before she starts flowing, before her regular menstruation? Will we determine her Veses from those Ksamim or from the Re'iya? There's two tshuvos from Rav Moshe on that topic, a very, very relevant topic, in the Makoros. In terms of Siman Kuf, Tzadi Aleph, so if, again, you should all start it, make sure you do the Gemara very well, otherwise you won't follow the Beis Yosef. There is, everything else is, you have to do the sugya there. You also have to do the sugya in your Dalet and Beis, which you probably already saw well when you did Bedika and Eichein Obadak, but that's part of it. How do the two sugyos relate to each other? In your packet, you'll see I sent you a Tshuvas Haran, which the Beis Yosef quotes, but I found it a little easier to read the whole thing, as opposed to, and I underlined, I think, the most important parts, but I didn't really appreciate what the Ran was saying from the Beis Yosef citation. And there are other Makoros there to see on it. As I said, we're going to do it relatively quickly. I know I have no Nemanus, but hopefully we'll do the entire thing on Wednesday. And then start Kuf Tzadi Hei on Monday. It's possible Kuf Tzadi Aleph will run into Monday, but not all of Monday. In other words, I think almost certainly Monday will be starting Kuf Tzadi Hei. Again, in terms of the issue of the order, I really don't think you have to worry about it. All the other Simanim and Shulchan Aruch are all new topics. So I wouldn't trust myself on that, but that's what Avraham said. He knows Hilchos Nida very well. Okay. Have a good day.